The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Masechet Rosh Hashanah has been sponsored by Mr. Sawley and Cheryl Mizrahi. Hashem Aleihem Yihyu for the Hatzlacha of both of their families, for Be'ezat Hashem, health, happiness, Parnasa, continued success, and of course, much nachat and pleasure from their children. Yiratzon, in the zechut of their dedication to the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, they will be zoche for good judgment, they will be zoche for good beracha and mazal in all their endeavors. Amen.
Today's daf has been dedicated for Refuah Shalema of Ahava Bat Esther and Esther Bat Bertha. Dedicated today by their parents, but again, for the Refuah Shalema of Ahava Bat Esther and Esther Bat Bertha.
Daf Chaf. Today's daf is being studied there, Lunishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied, Refuah Shalema. Eliyahu Chaim ben Shafia Sofia. Enna lefanalo, enna lefanalo, enna lefanalo, rufat hanefesh, rufat haguf, rufato, k'rumah rabo, v'chein yiraso v'nomar. Amen. We begin today's daf on daf chaf amud rishon, and we are on the second line. The Gemara begins, Ika de Amre, which means now we're going to bring a proof that the Adar that comes before Nisan must be Haser, which means it is only 29 days, and the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So comes the Gemara and says, Ika de'amni, we have another version, Amar of Nachman, Af Anan Name Tanina. It says, we learned in the Mishnah, it says, Al Shene Chodeshim Mahalelin Et HaShabbat, regarding 2 months, the witnesses that go testify in Yerushalayim, so they're able to be mehalel the Shabbat. On which months is that? On Nisan ve'al Tishri. Right, regarding the months of Nisan and Tishri. I amar bishlama. If you're going to say le'olam haser, that what? That the Adar is always haser. Mishum achim mehalelinan. That's why we're going to be mehalel. Why? The mitzvah lekadesh al re'iya. Because the Hakamim are always going to sanctify Rosh Chodesh Nisan on the 30th day. Because Adar is always Haser. And therefore, whether the witnesses come or whether the witnesses don't come, they're going to have to sanctify it. So therefore, we want to do anything to get the witnesses to go there, to be there, so they can sanctify it Al-Pi Har'iyah. So therefore, you see what? The reason why it can be Mehalel is because Davka Adar is Haser. And therefore, in order to allow Betin to make the Kiddush HaChodesh the proper way, meaning Al-Yedeh, Edim, so therefore we allow them to be Mehalel Shabbat for those 2 months. Elai Amar, but if you're going to say Zimnin Male, Zimnin Haser, if you're going to say sometimes Adar is 29 days and sometimes it's 30 days, which you can fluctuate, Amai Mehalelinan, why would we let the witnesses that are going to testify be Mehalel Shabbat? Ne'bere Ha'idana, let us just push it off till tomorrow, which means instead of making the Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day, push it off, and make it the next day. Which means, if anyway it can happen on one of the 2 days, why would I have to force witnesses to come on day 30 to be Mehalel Shabbat to get them there to day 30 so we can sanctify on day 30? I'll tell them, you know what, don't come on day 30. Wait another day till tomorrow, and we'll sanctify it on day 31. Which is, anyway, if you could make Adar Haser Umale, what's the rush to force the Edim to come and testify and to be Mehalel Shabbat in the interim? And then the explanation must be what? That Adar is always Chaser. And since Adar is always Chaser, so therefore on the 30th day, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, regardless whether the witnesses show up or not. Therefore, we'd rather the witnesses show up. Why? So we can be conditioned on Piyad Iyah. We want to be conditioned the right way. However, again, if it was Chaser or Maleh, so what are you worried about? They're going to show up on day 30, they're going to show up, and it's okay, we'll tell them, you know what, stay over here, or don't show up on day 30. We'll say, don't travel on Shabbat, but we're going to come a day later. So you come a day later, so you come on day 31, so we'll sanctify it on day 31. Big deal. You can make Adar either Haser or Maleh. So it's a proof that Adar is Haser. So the Gemara says, Id Ikla Yom Shiloshim B'Shabbat. You're right, the whole premise is correct. If the 30th day of Adar, or the 30th day of the cycle, comes out on Shabbat, then you're right. Which means we'll tell them what? Don't travel on Shabbat, and we'll end up making Rosh Chodesh on day 31, which is Sunday. Then it already makes sense. However, what are we talking? We're talking about where day 31 came out on Shabbat. And therefore, what was the case? The case was that they could not, obviously you cannot sanctify it on Shabbat, right? They're going to travel on Shabbat. If they don't get there by Shabbat, I should say, when are you going to sanctify it? You can't sanctify it on Sunday. Sunday's already too late. So therefore, in the case where the 31st day fell out on Shabbat, so therefore you have no choice but to tell the witnesses to travel on the Shabbat in order that we can make the sanctification. The mitzvah lekadesh al reiyah, because it's a mitzvah to sanctify it according to the reiyah. Look at Rashi. Rashi hacha. See Rashi dibur matir hacha. Hacha diktani mahalelin. The case over there we said with mahalel the Shabbat. Kegon, what's the case? Deikla yom shiloshim ve'had b'shabbat. Ve'lo nira chodesh etmol. And the moon was not visible the day before, which means on Friday. Ela yom, which means the first sighting of the moon was what? Friday night, which is the 31st. Deina me'lo azleh, because even if these witnesses don't show up to Beit Din, what's going to happen? They're going to sanctify it anyway. Mekadshe le Beit Din. Ha'idana, de'en lecha chodesh yotera shiloshim, because you cannot have a month more than 30 days. O mekadshe le shelo al pi edim. They're going to sanctify without edim. Hilkach, mehalelin lekadesh al re'iyah. Therefore, we can mehalel for the re'iyah, which means we thought to bring a proof from this statement that what we thought to bring a proof that must be Adar was Hasid, and Adar was Hasid, that's why we want to bring them specifically on Shabbat so they can get there on day 30 so we can sanctify it al pi the Adim, because it's about to sanctify al pi Adim. But we said, when if it fluctuates between 30 and 31, so then what's the difference? So they'll come on 30, you push them off to Sunday. So no, that's no option in this case over here. Because we're not talking about where Shabbat is day 30 and Sunday is 31. We're talking about where Shabbat is day 31. And therefore, if you're not going to accept the witnesses today, so therefore you're not going to have a kiddush ayideh re'iyah. So therefore you have no proof to what we're trying to say, that it's talking about Hasid. I can even tell you it's a case of Maleh, but the case was the Maleh ended up on Shabbat, and therefore you needed the witnesses to come on Shabbat to mehalel the Shabbat in order to give Mikadesh al pi the Iyah. Comes the Gemara and says, Mativ Rav Kana. Rav Kana brings a question. Kishamikdash Kayam, when the Beit HaMikdash was around, mehalelin af al kulan. They were mehalel Shabbat for all the 12 months. Not only in Nisan and Tishri, for all the 12 months. Why? Mepene takana ta korban. In order to establish the korban, which we wanted the korban of Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, to be brought in the proper time. And therefore, every month was necessary for them to come at the proper time. So the Gemara says, Medekunu, lav mishum de mitzvah lekadesh al reiyah. So now we're throwing out mitzvah lekadesh al reiyah. That's not the reason anymore. It's a mitzvah to sanctify the month of reiyah. The mitzvah is what? We should know when Rosh Chodesh is, so we can bring the Korban Musaf in the proper time. So if all the other months are for that reason, Nisan v'Tishri nameh, lav mishum de mitzvah lekadesh al re'iyah, which means now we see that Nisan and Tishri, the reason why you mehalel Shabbat for those 2 months, is not because it's a mitzvah lekadesh al pi re'iyah, but it's a mitzvah to establish the holidays at the right time, just like we're concerned about Rosh Chodesh, so too we're concerned about Nisan and Tishri, because you have the Hagim. So therefore, iyah mar b'shtama zimnin maleh, Mizmnim Hasir. If you're going to tell me that sometimes Adar can be Malin and sometimes Hasir, Mishumachim Mahalilin, that's why you have to be Mahalil. Because since it fluctuates, so therefore you're going to have to know exactly what it is in order that the Pesach is going to come out at the right time, and Kippur will come out at the right time, and Sukkot will come out at the right time. Eliyamat Ne'olam Hasir. But if you tell me that, let's say, Adar is always Hasir, so what's the question? What do you mean Hasir? It's an automatic. You know that Adar has 29 days, then the 30th day is the first day of Nisan, and you just count the 15 days, and you have Pesach. What do you have to be Mahalil Shabbat for? Amai Mahalilinan. What are you going to be Mahalil for? The Gemara concludes on this. To Yufta. Indeed, it is a question. So again, this last point over here is really the knockout. The Gemara wanted to say that what? That Adar is Hasir. Oh, Adar is always chaser? Yeah, if Adar is always chaser, now we're learning a new reason why we send out the witnesses and we let them even go on Shabbat. Why? Because we want to know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is to bring the Qurban. So similarly, we want to know when Pesach is so we can bring the Qurbanot of Pesach as well as we know when the holiday is. Good. And that's what you mechalel Shabbat. So you know when Pesach is. Well, if it's always chaser, you know when Pesach is. Once already, you know, Adar is always 29 days. I don't have to mechalel Shabbat to get to know when the when the holiday is. Oh, that's only going to work this bright if you say that sometimes it's mechalel, sometimes it's chaser, and therefore you need to know according to the witnesses what it was in order to make Pesach at the right time. So the Gemara really leaves it in the Tiyufta according to the opinion that says that it is indeed chaser. Comes the Gemara and says ki ata ula. Ula came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, so he said, Avrua le'elul. The rabbis in Eretz Yisrael added an extra day to Elul. Jeez, they made Elul a 30-day month. Amar Ula, so Ula said, Yad'e havrin babla'e duni. Friends in Babylonia realize, Maitibuta avdinan bahadayu. What benefit we did for them? Did they realize what a benefit it is now that we made an extra day for Elul? How the people in Bavel are going to benefit? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Not forever, for that year. So the Gemara says, what's the benefit by adding an extra day to Elul? Ula amar mishum yarkaya. So Ula said, because of the vegetables. What's the concern? The Hakamim were concerned that if you're going to have Shabbat and Yom Tov back to back to each other, either let's say Yom Tov on Friday or Yom Tov on Sunday, so the concern was by the second day the vegetables are going to be spoiled, going to become wilted, and therefore the Hakamim would establish the calendar in order to separate Shabbat from Yom Tov, in order that you don't have a problem with the spoiled vegetables. Rabahabar Harina Amar Mishum Metaya. Raha says no. The reason why they separated because they don't want Shabbat to come back to back with Kippur. Because they don't want Kippur to be on Sunday. Why? Because in that case over there, if somebody dies, you're not going to be able to bury them not on Shabbat, nor are you going to be able to bury them on Kippur. So therefore, they would establish the calendar by adding an extra day to separate Shabbat from Kippur. So comes the Gemara and says, "My Benayu, what's the nafkamina between the two reasons? If you hold Yarkaya or you hold Metaya?" I'll give you the case. Simple. When Kippur comes out on Sunday. According to the opinion that says you're concerned about the metin, so you'll add an extra day. Because bottom line, you cannot bury not on Shabbat, not on Kippur. But according to the one that says the issue is the vegetables. When are you going to need the vegetables? You're going to need it Sunday night for the breaking of the fast. By Motzei Kippur, let him go out and get fresh vegetables. You can pick the vegetables. It's not the Yom Tov, it's Motzei. So therefore, that would be enough coming out between the two reasons. And would you make an Ibur and Elul if Kippur comes out on a Sunday? For the meat situation, you got to do it. Because bottom line, you can't bury on either day. For the vegetable situation, what are you worried about? Vegetables on Motzei Kippur. Shabbat, you have your vegetables. Kippur, you're not eating vegetables. When's the next time you're eating? Motzei Kippur. Motzei Kippur, go out to the fields and cut new vegetables. Kemara says, hold it. Ulman damar mishum yarkaya. But according to the opinion that says, the issue is the vegetables. Li'abere mishum metaya. What is the old of the metim issue? Which means, granted, the Yirakot issue doesn't apply, but he should hold of the metim issue, because that's also an important reason. Kemara says, Ela'ika benayu. Right? Really, everybody holds of that reason as well. But you know what the nafkamina is? Yom Tov asamuch leShabbat ben milefaneha ben milahareha. Let's say the case is Yom Tov, where Yom Tov falls out either on a Friday or Yom Tov falls out on a Sunday. Man damar mishum yarkaya ma'avrinan. According to the one that says the issue is the vegetables, so you got to add an extra day to Elul. Because bottom line, we don't want Yom Tov. Either on Friday, you'll have the vegetables, but Shabbat, you're not going to have vegetables because it's the second day, because it's going to be wilted already. Or Yom Tov is on Sunday, so by Sunday, the vegetables are going to be wilted. So that's a problem as well. But according to the opinion that says, the issue is the metim, no problem on Shabbat next to Yom Tov. Why? Because we learned already in Masechet Betzah that it's permissible to bury the metim on Yom Tov al yedei goyim. So therefore, while Shabbat you cannot, and Kippur you cannot, but on Yom Tov You can. So therefore, I'm not worried about mimitim, he says in that case over there, because you could bury them al yedeh goyim. So comes the Gemara and says, therefore, that case, and that rabbi over there is not worried about the vegetable issue. And therefore, since he's not worried about the vegetable issues, there was no reason to add an extra day to Elul. So that the Gemara says, "Ulman da amar mishum metaya le'avere mishum yerkaya." Why didn't you hold the yerakot issue? Gemara says, "Efshar b'hamimeh." He says, "No, because there is a way to preserve the vegetables by soaking them in hot water." Which means, let's say Shom Tov is on Sunday, so no problem. But Shabbat, you eat your vegetables. Whatever you have left over, keep them in hot water, and the hot water will cause them not to spoil. So therefore, when it's a Shabbat Yom Tov issue, there's always an option to soak them in hot water. Even on Friday, Yom Tov. Soak them in Friday on hot water, so Shabbat they'll be fresh. So the point is, Shabbat Yom Tov is not a problem for the rabbi that says, Netaya. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case, if that's the logic that you tell me why they add an extra day to Elul, so what happened? The rabbi came from Elul, from Bavel, Ula. So, wow, if these guys in Bavel would only know how much we benefited them. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Why is it only a benefit for the people in Bavel? It's a benefit for the people in Eretz Yisrael also. Why they don't eat vegetables? Why they don't have metim? So therefore, what's the reason why Ula came along and said, oh, if these people in Bavel would only know
what we did for them
by adding an extra day for the Elul? So the Gemara says, Lididun ame. So the Gemara says now, Lididan habilan alma. For the people in Bavel, it's very hot. And therefore, there is more of an issue of spoiling of the vegetables. As well, she says, لِدِدَانْ حَبِيلًا عَلْمَا أَنُوا بَنِي بَبَيْلْ حَبْلَانُوا عَوْلَمْ وَيَشْتَانُوا هَبَلْ. There's a lot of hot air. لِفِيشِ بَبَيْلْ عَمُكَهِ. It's in the low-lying areas. وَأَنَا إِرِسْ هَرِي وَجِبَعَوْتْ. It's not in the mountainous range. كَرِسْ إِسْرَيْلْ وَأَنْ شَوْلَيْتْ بَعَوِيرْ. But it's really not good air quality. وَأَنْ بَنَي إِرِسْ إِسْرَيْلْ سَرِخِيمْ نَعْوَيْتْ مِشُمْ مِتَيَا مِشُمْ يَرْكَيَا إِلَا بِشْوِلَيْنُ. Which means the decaying of the fruit and the decaying of the metim, that's an issue for Bavel. But in Eretz Yisrael, since they have good air, so therefore the vegetables don't spoil as fast, and the metim do not decompose as fast. Therefore, when they're really not worried for Shabbat coming next to Kippur, coming next to Shabbat, because even if you can't bury on 2 days, the body will still remain intact. So therefore, the main takana for adding the extra day to Elul is benefiting who? It's benefiting the people of Bavel. Comes over and says, "Ini, we have a question." Va'atari Rabba Bar Shmuel. Yachol keshem shemeavrin et hashana litzorech. Do you think that just like we make an ibur shana litzorech? What's an ibur shana? We get an extra
adar.
Now, there's a tzorech, which is the hakamim, like the Gemara said, it says different reasons why, let's say, the hakamim, to benefit the fruit, etc. There was different reasons why the rabbis would add an extra month to the year. Kach me'avrin et ha'chodesh le'tzorech. Could you also add an extra day to the month if you have a tzorech? Like this case over here. You're adding an extra day to Elul in order to benefit vegetables or metim. Could you do that? Tamud Omar, Achodesh, Azeh, Lachem, Nosh, Chodashim, Kazeh, Ra'eh, V'Kadesh. No, you have to sanctify it on the day. There's no playing around. Kazeh, Ra'eh, V'Kadesh. When you see the moon, that's when you sanctify it. So you see what? You cannot add arbitrarily extra days to a month in order to benefit for a tzorech. While you're allowed to do that for the year, you're allowed to add an extra month. However, you're not allowed to add an extra day. So what are you talking? You tell me now they added an extra day in order to benefit. Right. You're not allowed to do that. Now, chod zeh lachem, the month is what it is. So you have Amar Rabba Lakasha. So Rabba answers, not long question. Kan le'abero, kan le'kadesho. Which means like this, it's a difference. It's a difference if you just want to add an extra day. Adding an extra day is all right. However, l'kadesh, in order to sanctify it early, without the witnesses coming yet, that's a problem. Which means, if let's say the witnesses came on day 30, right? And you want to just push it off an extra day, to 31, in order to have it tzorech,
That's okay, because bottom line, the witnesses showed up already. Uh-huh. All you're doing is delaying. Uh-huh. However, if you want to come along on day 30, before the witnesses came, and you want to proclaim it Rosh Chodesh, that already, it's Asur. So there's a difference between Lekadesh or Le'aber. Right. Le'aber, which means the witnesses came already. But what are you doing? You're just pushing the day
off.
You're holding them off for a day. That's okay, Letzorech. But Lekadesh, to sanctify the month, to get the Ilah, before the witnesses show up, that's already Asur. And the Gemara explains, V'achi kamar, Yachol keshem shema'abirin et ha'shana et ha'chodesh Letzorech. Do you think, just like you can be Aber the Shana, just like you can add an extra month to the year, and you can also add an extra day to the month, Kach mekadeshin et ha'chodesh letzorech? You think you could mekadesh the chodesh? We sanctify it early for tzorech? Tavu davar ha'chodesh hazeh lachem kazera mekadesh. Which means, no, you got to sanctify it when the witnesses come. You can't sanctify it early, even if you have a tzorech. V'chiyad amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nevi, like we learned from Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nevi, be'ayimim ala ha'edim, ala chodesh shenineh bismano le'abiro. We intimidate witnesses that come on, let's say, day 30. That's the moon was seen at the proper time. But we intimidate them in order to hold their testimony so we can sanctify the month
the next day.
The next day. Which means once they came already, now already you're allowed to intimidate them in order to push it to the next day. The end me'ayimim ala aydim ala chodesh shelo nira'a bismano le'kadesho. But if the witnesses did not see,
right,
we don't intimidate them to see, to tell us they saw something they didn't see in order to sanctify the month on day 30. So geez, to sanctify the month without witnesses, we're not going to do.
Correct.
However, to push off witnesses that are saying we saw the moon, that already we do. So you see there's a difference between Lekadesh and Le'abed. So comes the Gemara and says, let's just read Rashi over here. Rashi says that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines after they get wide. Ma'ayimim ala aydim ala chodesh and abizmano. Biyom shiloshim. On day 30, shiachrisu. We tell them, hey, don't testify. We tell them, be quiet. Bishvi la'abiro. Because we want to be doing the next day. Ve'en ma'ayimim biyom shiloshim ala aydim shalo ra'uhu. But on day 30, on witnesses that did not see anything. Ve'anan tzidichim bekadesho ayom. But we want to, let's say, sanctify today. Kedeh la'afrit shabbat miyom kippurim. Because we separate shabbat miyom kippurim for whatever the reason is. Shiyomru ra'inu vi'aydu sheker. Right? We don't tell them, listen, testify. Hey, I didn't see anything. Hey, just testify. No. We don't let them testify if they did not see anything. And therefore, we could push them off if they know something, but we cannot accept them to say something that they didn't see. So comes again what God says, Ini, we have a contradiction. V'ashalach le'rabbi Yehuda nesi'ah le'rabbi Ami. Right, Rabbi Yehuda nesi'ah sent to Rabbi Ami. Havu yad'in. You have to know. Shekol yamav shel Rabbi Yohanan, all the life of Rabbi Yohanan, he was in Eretz Yisrael. Hayam melamedenu, he used to teach us the following: Me'ayimim ala aydim ala chodesh shelo nira'a bizmano lekadesho. Afapi shelo ra'uhu yomru ra'inu. Now you can even do that. That you intimidate the witnesses, even if they say they didn't see.
Uh-huh.
You can intimidate them into saying,
they saw.
We saw. Let me fashion point out, we're not talking about witnesses, it's a blatant lie. She's talking about the witnesses of the Supak.
Right.
They're saying, hey, did we see it? Was it a cloud we saw? Was it the moon we saw?
Right.
So when Betin has a necessity to make the Kiddush HaKodesh on that day, you intimidate them. You saw the moon. We're not talking about where the guys came out of nowhere and didn't see anything. Talk about when they saw something that already Rabbi Yohanan held what? You could ayim on them even to sanctify the month before. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye. Abaye comes over and says, Lakasha. He says, oh, there's no question. Why? What's the answer? Ha b'Nisan v'Tishri, ha b'Shar Yarcheh. One's on Nisan and Tishri, and one's on the other months. What's the answer? Look at Rashi. B'Nisan v'Tishri, sheha mu'adot tilwim behem b'kadashin l'tzorech. Then already you'll accept witnesses, even if they didn't see, you'll intimidate them because you want to establish the holidays on the right time, because when the rabbis want to establish them. However, b'Shar Yarcheh, lo. But on other months, we're not going to accept testimony of the witnesses and intimidate them to say something they didn't see. Now, the question is, what would be the reason on other months where the rabbis would have a purpose that they would want to make the Kiddush HaChodesh early? I understand on Nisan and Tishri, it's for the holidays. However, on the other months, what's
the holidays?
On the other months,
on Nisan and Tishrei, what do you need to call?
On Nisan you have Pesach, right. On Tishrei you have Sukkot. Yeah. So I understand that, no, because the rabbis could have reasons, they don't want to put the holidays next to each other, they have reasons exactly that they want to establish the holidays on certain days. That we can understand why they want to accept the testimony earlier than later. But the question is, in the other months, where would you even have a scenario that the Gemara comes along and has to tell us, you can't accept them early if they didn't see anything. So Rashi tells us, the case. Look at the Rashi Bishari Arachaylo. Vim Tomar. Rashi says, Matzorech Lanu Bishar Chodashim Lehaser Ul'Aber. Why would I want to make it either a 30 day or 31 day? What's the purpose? So he says, Kegon Otashishinu Masekat Erchin. What does it say in Masekat Erchin? En Pochatin Be'arba'a Chodashim Ha'Me'umbarim Bashana. Which means the law is, the way the calendar works, the months have ibur, meaning and a month is going to have 30 days, which is called an ibur, not less than 4 and not more than 8. That's the rule, which means the maximum is 8, the minimum is 4. Now let's say they went already and they were 8.
Right.
Now the witnesses, they didn't show up on day 30. Now it's going to come in, you're going to end up having a ninth.
You can't do that.
So now we have a problem. So there would be a reason why the rabbis would want to accept testimony they didn't get.
Right?
Yeah. Right? And they have witnesses on day 30 to say they saw what they didn't see in order to make it.
Right.
So he says, and to that the Gemara says, you don't do it. Only on Nisan and
Tishri.
Gemara continues, Rav Amar. Rava says, "Haditani Rava Bar Shemuel." That which we learned above, in the name of Rava Bar Shemuel, who is that going like? Ahirimi. That's found the opinion of Ahirim. Ahirim is the Bimeir. Netanya, let's read the statement first. Netanya Rava Braita. Ahirim Omrim. Ahirim say, "En ben atzeret la atzeret, ve'en ben rosh Hashanah la rosh Hashanah." Ela dalid yamim bilvad, which means according to Ahirim, they hold that the calendar is set. You have 6 months that are haser, and you have 6 months that are maleh. That means and it alternates haser maleh, haser maleh. That means every 2 months you have 59 days. In 12 months you'll have 354 days. And that calendar, according to Rabbi Meir, is a set calendar to the extent that you can make calculations that between one Rosh Hashanah and the other Rosh Hashanah for the next year, or one Shavuot to one Shavuot, there'll always be a 4 day gap, which means if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday 1 year, the next year it'll fall out on a Thursday. The logic being is because there's always a 4 day difference between the years, because you have, let's say, 350 days to the year, 354 days. So 350 is perfect weeks. That'll give you 50 weeks. Then you have a remainder 4, so you carry that over to the next year, so Rosh Hashanah is pushed up 4 days. The same thing with Shavuot. Now, if it was a leap year, then the leap year, the last Adar is always 29 days. And therefore, you have another 4 weeks, right, which is 54 weeks in the year, plus you have another day, because it's 29 days, so that'll push everything up an extra day. Hamisha. Now therefore it'll be 5 days. And therefore, according to this opinion over here, that says that there's always haser and maleh, so according to this opinion, you're not me'aber and you're not mekadesh letzorech, which means, we're going to go back to the original statement. The original statement was that we said that just you're allowed to add a month for a tzorech, but you're not allowed to add a day letzorech. Now according to this, not only can you add a day le'aber, but you're not allowed to add it. Not only can you add a day lekadesh, which means early, but you can't even add a day
late,
which is now we're giving a new answer. Which is the opinion that says you can't add days.
Yeah.
We're reading it literally, not early, not late. You can never add a day. Why? Because it's following the bimir. Because the bimir is everything set. One is maleh, one is chaser, and therefore you have to follow that cycle always, which means you follow the Hasen. By the way, you're not going to accept witnesses to come early to make it for a tzorech. No, it's got to be according to the normal cycle where we follow. 6 and 6. Look at Rashi. Rashi's Ahanimi, David Le'olav, Kola Hodashi, Mehad Male, Mehad Haser, Keseder, Molad Lebana. Kotr Molad Lebana. Shemit Hadeshot, Le'olav, Besof, Kaf, Tet, Yamim, Umehsa. Right after 29 and a half days, right, you have the Molad. Shem, Habishi, Vitisha, Lishne Hodashim. Every 2 months is going to be 59 days. Continues Ravdimi min Hardea Matni Ibcha. Ravdimi from the Hardea, he had a different Braita, opposite Braita. Mayimim ala Aidim ala Chodesh Shelon Nir Ebizmano Lekadesho. De'en Mayimim ala Aidim ala Chodesh Shelon Nir Ebizmano Le'abiro. Exact opposite. He said, while you're allowed to intimidate the witnesses in order for them to testify on day 30, however, you do not push them off to testify if they came on day 30, to push them off to day 31. The exact opposite that we were saying. So the Gemara says, "My Tama, what's the reason for this opinion?" Say, "Hi, Shikra." Hi, lo mehzi kishigra, which means when witnesses come on day 30 and they say they saw the moon, to push them off to day 31, that's already mehzi kishigra. That already looks like a lie, like a fabrication. Because you have to understand, if they saw it, probably other people saw it as well. And now what are the people going to say about Beit Din? They're making games over here. The moon was obviously seen on day 30, and they're making a shodesh on day 31. Can't do that. However, when they come along on day 30, right, they have that question what they saw or not. So to intimidate them to say that they saw on day 30, not mazik shikra. Because the people will come along and say, well, obviously somebody saw something. Right. I bet he's not going to make a shodesh on day 30 unless something was visible. So therefore, whereas on day 30 to sanctify it early is not mazik shikra, but to push it off a day after it was seen on day 30, that already is mazik shikra. So that's the logic of the reverse. Right, look at the top of that. Hi, mazik shikra, because she didn't eat bizmana. That one was seen on day 30. The enan mi'idim. הרבה אחרים יש שראו ונראה שעל שקר עברו. Right? The people are going to come along and think that they pushed it off for no reason. אבל כשלא ראו, but when nothing was seen, ועברו ראינו, אין השקר נודע. So the shekel does not become evident. Again, I'm just going to read that Rashi again with the proper commas. כשנראית בזמנה ואינן מעידים, כמה, הרבה אחרים יש שראו. Right. Many others saw it as well, but it is Shal Shikr Avruhu, correct, like we understood it. Kaz Gemaran says, Amar Shemuel. Shemuel said, Yachilna Letikune Lechula Gola. He says, I can establish and fix the calendar for the entire Gola. That's she. I don't need witnesses. I can do it already according to the mathematical calculations.
Wow.
Shmuel said he was an expert in the astronomy of the way the constellations work and all that. So he said, I don't need witnesses even. I can already establish it in my mind. I know exactly when the moon is going to come. I'll tell you what day is going to come exactly to establish, which means you wouldn't have to worry about having the shilichim sent out to know exactly when the Rosh Chodesh was. You wouldn't have to worry about 2 days of Yom Tov and all that stuff. If Shemuel was around, he says he knew the whole calculation in order that he could establish it himself. Exactly. Okay. Comes the Gemaran, continues. Amar le Abba Abu de Rabbi Simlai.
Lishmuel.
So Abba, the father, I'm sorry, Abba was his name, who was the Abu de Rabbi Simlai, who was the father of Rabbi Simlai, told Shemuel, again, Shemuel is the expert now, right? Mm-hmm. So he tells Shemuel, Yada Amor Hai Milta, are you familiar with the following concept in the astronomy? The Tanya, it says in the Braita, Besod Da'ibur. The Braita that was called Sod Da'ibur, the secret of the Ibur. That's what they would call the calculations of the moon. They would call them the secret, because the Achamim really wouldn't give it out, even though there's really nothing Kabbalistic over here. It's just mathematical calculations, but they called it Sod Da'ibur, because the rabbis, while these calculations were factual, they didn't give it out to the people, because the rabbis not always went with the calculations. So you understand? If they're going to give it out to the people, everybody's going to know about it. Then when they see the rabbis not using it, they're going to come along and say, hey, what's going on over here? So therefore, they knew the calculations to themselves, but they used it when they needed to use it, and when they needed other reasons, they did not. So they called it Sod Ha'ibur, the secret of the intercalculation of the moon. Okay, in any event, the Chabad Gemara says, what's the case? Nolad Kodem Hatzot or Nolad Ahar Hatzot. Do you know anything about this law of when the new moon becomes visible? If it was Nolad before Hatzot or Nolad Ahar Hatzot, which means we know that the cycle of the moon, again, was said it's a 29 and a half cycle, that it revolves around the earth. Now, when the moon itself is positioned in between the sun and the earth, okay, so at that point over there, that's what we call it the Molad. Okay, that's when the moon is again starting its new cycle. Now, at that point over there, since the half side of the moon that's away from the earth is facing the sun, and the part of the moon that's facing the earth is black because it's not facing the sun, so therefore you don't see anything. So now it starts to move easterly. Now once it starts to move easterly, now already a sliver of the moon becomes visible. Okay, so now, not at the Molad will you necessarily see the new moon. On the contrary, usually it takes a few hours after the Molad in order to start seeing the first sliver of the moon. Now, it's going to be, let's say, for argument's sakes, it would take 6 hours, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, 6 hours after the Molad, in order to see the first sliver of the moon. So therefore you'd really have to know exactly when the Molad was, in order to test if witnesses are being honest or not. What does it mean? If let's say it's a 6 hour calculation, so let's say if it was seen before Hatzot, so before Hatzot, the Molad was, I'm sorry, the Molad was before Hatzot.
The full moon.
Full moon. No, not the full moon. The Molad, the new moon.
Oh, okay.
Full moon is on the 15th.
Oh, yeah.
The moon travels easterly, right. And when it gets to the 15th, it's on the other side of the earth. And therefore, you see a full moon at that time on the 15th. Then the sun is shining its whole sun on the moon itself. Then it continues to travel westerly until the end of the month again. It becomes smaller until the Molad, where it's invisible, and then after again you start to see it again. So it travels in an easterly rotation. Now, the point is, if it's before Hatzot, now let's say witnesses will come before sunset, and they're going to come along and say, we saw already the first sliver of the new moon. You believe them. Because since the Molad was before Hatzot, it's possible that before sunset already the new moon is able to be
visible.
However, if the Molad was after Hatzot, and witnesses come along before sunset, which is before 6 hours, and they come along and say, oh, we saw the new moon, lying. So then it's important to know exactly when the Molad is, so you'll be able to interrogate witnesses based on when they come. Let's read that in Nashi. She says, Nolad kodem Hatzot o lahar Hatzot. Kach shanui ba. That's what it says. The name is Be'alma, which is the name is Lomar kodem Hatzot haluk minolad lahar Hatzot, which means there's a difference between a moon that was Nolad before Hatzot and a moon that was Nolad lahar Hatzot. So he told him, Yada' mor. Shmuel, do you know anything about this over here? Do you know what this means? So Amar leh, lo. So Shmuel tells him, no, I never heard this before Hatzot, after Hatzot, what it was referring to. Amar leh, mideha lo yada' mor. The fact that you don't know this, ika mili acharanaita, If you don't know this fact, there could be other facts also you don't know, which means you're claiming you're the expert and you know everything. Yeah, I'm giving you one question over here and you don't know it, so therefore maybe you don't know other facts as well. Continues. Kisalik Rabbi Zera. When Rabbi Zera went to Eretz Israel, like Kisalik, he went up to Eretz Israel. Shalach Lehu. So he sent the following statements back to Babel. צריך שיהיה לילה ויום מן החודש, or some read that as מן החדש, that you need the night and the day, literally, to be from the same month, וזו שאמר אבא אבוד לרבי סמלאי, and that's what the father of Rabbi Simlai, that was talking to Shmuel, and she wanted to know what he was talking about. That was the following: Mehashevin et tolato. That's the way you calculate the moon's conjunction. Nolat kodem asot. If the moon was the conjunction was before midday, piyadua shenir esa muklishkat hama. Then already you know the new moon will be visible close to Shkiat HaMah, which means 6 hours later. Nafka Mina, if witnesses come and testify. Lo nolat kodem hasot. Or if the new moon was not visible before Hatzot, biyadua shelon el esamuk l'shkiat HaMah, then you know for sure before Shkiat HaMah, it's not going to be visible. It's not going to be visible until after sunset. And the Gemara says, "Lemay nafka mina? What's the nafka mina?" So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Asher le'achoshe sahadeh." Right, in order to refute witnesses. So therefore, there's two statements that are said over here. Now we have to understand the first statement that was said. The first statement is that what you need night and day from the same month. Right, the statement was "Sarik she laila vayom bin achodesh." What does this mean? So let's read Rashi. Let's start Rashi. Sarich she laila v'yom bin ha'chodesh. Hayom olech ahar ha'layla, which we know that already. By us, the day begins at night. Leyot hayom bin ha'chodesh she'aya bo lel shelefanav. Right? The first day of the month actually starts the night before. Lavadu she'im nir'ita lebana ha'yishana. Again, old moon. Old moon is before conjunction. If the old moon was visible, Mishashecha Yom Yasim V'Tishcha was seen 29 the following night, which really we would call that the night of the 30th. Shulel Shiloshim En Mekadeshin Oto B'Yom Shiloshim, because although you can have the new moon by day, you have old moon by night. So in order to make a Chodesh, you have to have the night and the day from the new moon. You cannot have the night old moon and the day new moon. Which means by night you'll see as it's coming close to conjunction, the moon now is still visible.
Yeah, it's waning.
Right? So you see a little of it. But if that's from the old moon, now as it continues to go easterly, mm-hmm. right, then by the day already, the next day, close to sunset, already you see the new moon. Mm-hmm. So on one day you have old moon, new moon. Doesn't work that way. Then they would make the Chodesh the next night. Thank you. You have to have night and day from the new moon. That's what she's telling you. Now, v'im tomar peshita te'en mekadeshin she'are lo t'nei hadasha b'yom shiloshim. Now she's asking now a very important question. It's not possible. You know why? De'kaimalan osim arba she'en mekasis siyara. The Hakamim tell us that there's going to be a 24-hour period
where you can't see
anything. Oh. So therefore, if you saw it the night before, meaning on the 30th by night, you're not going to see it the next day. It's not going to be appear for another 24 hours. By the end of the old moon, till after the Molad, to see the new moon is 24 hours. Right. So how do you have a case?
You can't.
So he says, "Kedamri lekaman, it's tariq lemad da'avar, ba'yemim ala aidin, ala chodesh lo nir'a bezmano lekadesho." משמעינן, תמנית הישנה בלילה אין מאיימים שאני הכל ראו שהלילה בן החדש שעה חודש עבר. This is only going according to the opinion that says מאיימים. Remember we learned an opinion that says what? That sometimes you're allowed to מאיים on the witnesses who didn't see to tell them they saw. That's not going to be in a case where the moon was visible the night before. I mean the old moon was visible the night before. Which is on a case where the moon was visible on the 30th, and that's from the old cycle.
You can't coerce them the next day.
Right, coercion is not an option on the next day, because everybody knows that that moon that was visible the night before is the old moon, right. And therefore the coercion now is going to look like a scam. Right. That they're coercing the witness to make it Rosh Chodesh early.
Can't do that.
And you can't do that. So you're right. The moon is not going to be visible the next day. By the way, for sure, if you saw the old moon on the night of the 30th, old moon, nothing's going to appear on the 30th. So what's the she'ela? The she'ela is, could you make iyub? The Hanush says, no, you're not going to be able to make iyub in such a case. On the 30th day, the rabbis want to intimidate witnesses. Doesn't matter. That's what iyub is. Iyub means that they intimidate the witnesses to testify on something they didn't see. Because the rabbis want to make Rosh Chodesh on that day for a purpose. So there's rabbis that say you can do that. But not in the case where the old moon was visible the night before. Continue, Rashi. וזו שאמר אבא אבוד רב סבלי לפני שמואל ולא ידע לפני שאבא חנוק בן נולד קודם חצות לא נחר חצות. That which he said before Chatzot, after Chatzot, that Shimon didn't know how to interpret it. Ani befarash alechem. I'll explain it to you. וחשבין את מולד לבנה נולד קודם חצות היום בידוע שנראה היום קודם שתשכח הבא. That for sure you know the new moon is going to be visible before Shekiah. Shere lebanah betkasim b'bnei Eretz Yisrael shem b'ma'arav ela 6 sha'ot achar hadushah. So the Eretz Yisrael, as she tells us, it's a 6-hour invisible period after the molad. But right after 6 hours, the first moon is able to be visible.
Fine.
Okay? Betok kutna. So therefore, which is difference. But we're using witnesses. If the molad was after chatzot and the witnesses come today, they want to make kiddush on the 30th day.
Impossible.
We don't accept them, because bottom line, if the moon was visible after chatzot, I'm sorry, if the molad was after chatzot, for sure, already the Rosh Chodesh has to be on the following day. Dafkamina to
24 hours.
After the there's 24 hours after the old moon, after the old moon disappears. So now it's 24 hours of blank of nothing. Now you have the molad. So which you'll have in Eretz Yisrael 18 hours before the molad that the moon is not visible, and 6 hours after the molad. So that's your 24 hours.
Okay.
But 6 hours after the molad, already the moon becomes visible for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and that's why you have to know if it was before Chatzot, after Chatzot, to know exactly when they accept the witnesses who come before Shekiah or not. Rabbi Zera Amar Rav Nachman, Chaf Dal Sha'e Mechaseh Sihara. There is 24 hours that the moon is invisible, that cannot be seen between before the molad and after the molad. Now, Lididan, for the people in Bavel, Shit Me'atika, 6 hours, which means the old moon, it is 6 hours before the old moon, that's already when the invisibility starts in Bavel, V'tamnesare Me'atta, and then 18 hours after the new moon, there is still invisibility, which means the first time in Bavel that they're able to see the new moon would be 18 hours after the molad. However, lididhu for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, shit mehata, so the visibility of the moon is much quicker. You can see it 6 hours after the new moon, v'tamnesarem atika. However, the old moon already has invisibility 18 hours before the molad. Now, obviously this is based on great facts that one has to know about the cycle of the sun and the moon and the different geographical locations. So we will note, we'll read it to Nashi, but we will note that the art scroll, 20B3 and 20B4, has a great elucidation explaining it in great detail exactly the cycle of how this comes out. But suffice it to say that in Pirush Rashi, we're explaining that this mathematical calculation will come out only if you say that the molad happened before Chatzot or after Chatzot, based on the statement of the Mizera that said before that if the Molad happens before Chatzot, then the moon is visible before sunset. If it happened after Chatzot, the moon is visible after sunset. So based on this Molad phase that's happening at around Chatzot, so this fact of the Mizera will also be true, that the visibility will be in Eretz Yisrael 6 hours after the Molad, and 18 hours invisibility of the old one, where in Bnei Bavel they'll have visibility 18 hours after the Molad. So it has to be in conjunction with the Mizera's first statement of the Molad taking place at around Chatzot. Now comes the Gemara and says, "Lemay nafkamina." Again, what's the nafkamina for these calculations? Amar Rav Asher Achmoshe Sadeh. Again, in order to refute witnesses. So witnesses come along, and they're going to come before sunset, and they're going to say they saw the moon. If the Molad was after Chatzot, there's no way they could have seen the new moon, and therefore, or within the hours, let's say, according to the hours, let's say, if somebody comes in Eretz Yisrael within 6 hours after the Molad and says he saw the new moon, you know, you cannot trust him. You know he's lying. Now comes the Gemara and says, look, just read Rashi, the fourth one, 1, 2, 3, 4, Lachoseh Sahadeh. Im Yomru Ra'inu Aishana V'Hadasha Betuch Esim Arba Sha'ot. Which is, if they come along and say that they saw the old moon as well as the new moon within 24 hours, you know that they are lying. Because you know that the old moon was not visible from 18 hours before, and the new moon was not visible 6 hours after. So therefore, if they come along and say, we saw the old and new moon within 24 hours,
yeah,
anybody says that, you know they are lying. Comes the Gemara and says, "Amar Rav Asher Chosheh Sadeh." Amar Mor, we have a statement. Sarik Shiel Laila Vayom Bin Achodesh, which means you have to have the night and the day from the same month. Which means we said that the when it comes to the cycle of the moon, the night, the day, according to Jewish calendar, starts at the night, and therefore you have to have the new moon visible at night. You cannot have at night an old moon, and in the day, new moon. It has to start from the night. So the Gemara is going to have to prove to us, how do you know that the day starts at the
night?
Minalan. So the Yohanan Amar, Me'erev Ad Erev, is regarding Kippur. The Torah says, Me'erev Ad Erev Tishpetu Shabbatechem. Implying that what? That the Kippur starts at night. Me'erev Ad Erev. From one night to the subsequent night. Which means it starts from the night. Dashi Ad Erev Tishpetu Lamadu Shayom Olech Ahar HaLayla Le'inyan HaMo'adot. Regarding the holidays, it starts at night. Rish Lakish Amar Ad Yom Ha'Echad Ve'Esrim LaChodesh Ba'Erev. That's regarding Pesach. Torah tells us that you celebrate Pesach starting on the 14th of Nisan at night, which is really the 15th, and you go all the way until the 21st of the month, Ba'erev. Now what does that mean? Now she says, Ad Yom Ha'Echad Ve'Esrim Ba'erev Lamadu Yitziata Mo'ed Ba'erev. When's the holiday end? At night. It doesn't end in the day. It ends at the night. Hare Shalach Hayom Ahar HaLayla, which is, must be the day goes by the night. So you're starting on the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st. That's 7 days. And then Ba'erev, that night already Pesach is over. So now the Gemara says, "My binayu." So what's the nafka mina between these two pesukim? Abaye amar mashma'u dorshim ika binayu. That's all it is, which means this one likes this derasha, that one likes that derasha. There's really no halachic difference between the two of them. It's just what's more mashma? He's more mashma for me'erev and a'erev, and he likes the other derasha of be'eslim ve'ahad la'chodesh ba'erev. Right? So therefore, it's just mashma'ut dorshim, which was more mashma'ut, or implication, which was more clear to one rabbi or another. So comes the Gemara and says, Rabba Amar, Chatzot Laila Ika Benayu. Mandi Ali Yom Kippurim. If you learn from Yom Kippurim, Olecha Tchilat Laila Dichtim Me'erev Atayrev. Velenideh Im Itay Shana. I feel Betchilat Nes Shiloshim. If the old moon was visible even at the beginning of the 30th night, Shuv Ena Chodesh Mitkayem BeYom Shiloshim. You cannot make the Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day. Because bottom line, the night begins from the beginning. Me'erev Atayrev. Ulman yalit min matzot, but according to the opinion that learns from the matzot, en ayom holech achar tchilat halala. You don't go from the beginning of the night. Share b'chatzot laila harishon shel Pesach ad yom ha'echad ve'esrim achilat matzah reshut. Really, the Achilam Matzah, meaning being voluntary, starts at Hatzot from the first night until the 21st. Ubelvad shlo yochal hametz, so long as you don't eat hametz. Kedamina b'sheniyah b'pesachim. The Hatzot la'le rishon haluk mem. The first night until Chatzot is separate. It's not considered part of the subsequent nights in the sense of Nimshach ima Pesach Nishchat Barba Asar. That's connected to the 14th day when the Korban Pesach was slaughtered, which means Korban Pesach slaughtered on the 14th. So you can eat the Korban until when? Until Chatzot. That's all really considered part of the day before. When does the new day begin, so to speak? At Chatzot. Shamatzah ne'echelet im chomah. V'lidide afil nireta yishnam b'tchilat ha'layla. To quote to this opinion, even if the old moon was seen in the beginning of the night until Chatzot, ba'yemim le'machar la'idim l'mar la'inu, you can still intimidate the witnesses the next day to say that they saw it in order to sanctify the month. Ibsirichim anon kadesho b'yom shoshim l'arachik yom ha'kippurim b'shvat. If you had a reason, I'd say to make Kippur separate from Shabbat. So again, nafka mina is, when does the day start? According to the Kippur, the Rashad starts Be'erev, right in the beginning. Nafka mina, if the old moon was seen right in the beginning of the night, sorry, you cannot make Rosh Chodesh the next day, even through Iyub. However, according to the opinion that's using the Pesach, so therefore really the Qurban, the Achilat Matzah goes until Chatzot, that means Chatzot is really connected to the day before, and the Iyub of not eating Chametz, and the Matzah shoot really begins at Chatzot. So therefore, if the witnesses come along and they say, or an old moon was seen up until Chatzot, even still the witnesses can come the next day and, or Beti can come the next day and sanctify the new month if they have a Tzorech.